So we are doing our theme week on things that we learned in 2022.
Oh, yeah.
Because believe it or not, we did learn some things last year. Yeah. And last year in May of 2022, we learned that the DeLorean is coming back.
Oh.
To the future.
I love that.
From the future, from the future. Back to the future. Whatever. The DeLorean is coming back.
Returning.
Yes, it is returning. That is right. So last year, a new prototype DeLorean was unveiled, but it's an electric DeLorean.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
The DeLorean Alpha 5 is what it's called, and it will go from 0 to 60 in 2.99 seconds.
Jeez.
And have a projected top speed of 155 miles per hour.
155?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Don't do that, though. You get a speeding ticket.
You know, the original DeLoreans back in the day, made by the DMC, the DeLorean Motor Company, very underpowered.
Yes.
Not very. Are you going to get to that?
Well, yeah. Sort of.
Sorry,
but no,
go on.
No, 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 go ahead.
I've said too much. No, that's all I was going to say.
Tell me more about your DeLorean knowledge.
That is it, yeah.
So the Alpha 5 harkens back to its predecessor with its louvered rear window and gull wing door. So it will have, how could it not have those doors?
Yeah.
While no DeLorean factory has been selected, the company announced that only 9,531 of the Alpha 5 will be made.
Wow.
And that's just one more than DMC built of the original DeLorean.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the estimated price is $125,000. So save your pennies.
Ooh, yeah.
It's going to be expensive.
It is, yeah.
The first concept car was revealed in August of 2022, and the company expects the cars to be in production sometime next year.
Okay.
2024.
All right.
So the original DeLorean was manufactured and marketed by John DeLorean's DeLorean Motor Company for the American market from 1981 until 1983, ultimately only car brought to market by the fledgling company.
Yeah.
The DeLorean sports car began production in December 1980 with the first production car rolling off the assembly line on January 21st, 1981.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to the release of the DeLorean, there was a waiting list of eager buyers, many of whom paid over MSRP. However, that exuberance subsided very quickly, and production output soon far exceeded sales volume.
Okay.
By December of 1981, the U.S. was falling into recession and interest rates were rising, which further negatively impacted sales. Despite this, instead of reducing production, John DeLorean doubled production output, further adding to the inventory of unsold cars.
That's what you do.
By the end of 1981, DMC had produced 7,500 cars, but it sold only 3,000.
Well, you know.
So, a little bit of a surplus there. A little bit.
All or nothing, sir. You don't win halfway. You're all in.
So by this point, DMC was in a financial hardship, and in February of 1982, the company was placed into receivership.
Oh,
production ended in late December 1982, shortly after they filed for bankruptcy, after total production reached just over 9,000 units.
It was a good run.
Yes.
It was a good run.
So upon release in 1981, a DeLorean had a base MSRP of $25,000.
Yeah.
That is over $80,000 today. So they were not cheap even back then.
They weren't.
That was prohibitive for most of the market, obviously, especially for what many considered an underpowered and impractical.
I feel like somebody just said that. Yeah.
Yeah. The stainless steel body panels were attractive and impervious to corrosion, but the sheen surface tended to show fingerprints and meant that the car could not be easily painted.
They'd be great for New York, though.
So DeLorean looked identical.
Yeah, they do. There are some that are different colors now.
Yes,
just a handful.
Some dealerships did paint their cars to make them distinctive, but So the DeLorean was most notably featured as the time machine, of course, in Back to the Future.
That's right.
Six DeLorean cars were used during the production, along with one manufactured out of fiberglass for scenes where a full-size DeLorean was needed to look like it was flying on screen.
Oh, right, yeah.
So the DeLorean was chosen because it offered mobility and a unique design.
Yeah.
The three DeLoreans used were purchased from a collector, one for stunts, one for special effects, and one for normal shots. They were unreliable, however, and often broke down. So
All right. Well, that's sad.
So only three of the cars still exist from the Back to the Future movies.
Oh.
Universal Studios owns two of the remaining cars, and they occasionally put them on display or use them for other productions. The third car used in Back to the Future Part 3 was restored and sold at auction for $541,000 in December of 2011.
There you go.
Yeah.
So
despite the car having a reputation for poor build quality and an unsatisfactory driving experience, the DeLorean continues to have a strong following, driven in part by the popularity of Back to the Future.
Mm-hmm.
6,500 DeLoreans were estimated to still be on the road as of 2015. And as of November 2021, approximately 122 DeLoreans are known to be converted to Back to the Future time machines.
Okay, that's a bit much. So. The I will say there was one that I spotted just a few months ago up here on Creek Street.
I remember that.
On my way home.
Yeah.
I texted you and I said, did you see that DeLorean on your way home? And you were like,
what's a DeLorean?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I was just sitting in a driveway.
Yeah.
They catch your eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
For sure.
You picked out a record to go along with the DeLorean, did
you?
Yeah,
so we're going to play a song from Back to the Future. We're going to play Back in Time by Huey Lewis and the News.
You got it, Sarah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It's Huey Lewis in the News, Back in Time on Legends 102.7. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that song?
Because that song is from Back to the Future, and in Back to the Future, of course, was the DeLorean, and we learned that there's an electric DeLorean coming, apparently, sometime in 2024.
And it is a hot-looking car. You show me a picture of it.
Yeah, it does look pretty cool.
It really does.
Yeah.
I mean, there are, like, hints of the original DeLorean.
Yeah, definitely.
But it's not. I mean, it's a great-looking car.
Yeah.
And how about ticket price? It was
125.
Yeah. Right. You know, it's funny, you know, these days for, like, a high-end electric car.
Yeah.
It's not that much.
Right.
These Rivian electric trucks are selling for $120,000, you know.
Yeah. I did not know that. I don't know what that is, but okay.
I'll say,
believe you.
I'll tell you all about it. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Only just over 9,000 DeLoreans were ever produced.
Six DeLoreans were used in Back to the Future.
And there's around 600... Nope, just kidding. Around 6,500 DeLoreans estimated to still be on the road today.
There it is. There it is. All right. That's good. That's good. We'll give you two tries on that.
Thanks.
Fantastic. Folks want to learn more about DeLoreans. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. You can go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And do I put my pre-order in now for the new DeLorean?
I think you can, actually. I think on the website there is a link that you can.
And like the original, is there just a DeLorean? Or is there like a DeLorean, you know, something and then like another DeLorean? Are they just starting with the one car? You're shaking your head.
I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
You Google it. You know?
Yeah. I'll go to the
Yeah, go ahead.
Wiki
go to my wiki blog. There you go.
Maybe the answer's there.
Maybe.
Whoever does that, maybe they'll know. All right. Wonderful. Thank you for coming in today. We've learned so much. I mean, not everything, but we learned.
Yeah.
Well, we learned some.
We did learn some. And that's all you can hope for, right?
Just to learn some.
You learned some.
You're right. That's the motto for the show. Thank you. Ed Smith with Traffic Next, Weather with meteorologist Josh Nichols, and more texting at 222-4000 on Legends 102.7.